间交给梁弟兄。
主你平安，我们今天很高兴看到林中汉弟兄，他两个月前患了骨髓，这个是非常危险的时候，但是神保守他，给他这么好的力量来回来看我们今天。
I'm so glad that Brother Lin is here with us today. We are so, so glad God made him healthy enough to come to visit us.
我们开始之前，要不要林弟兄有什么鼓励的话，要不要说两句？
Brother Lin, you have something to share with the congregation. Would you like to say something?
谢谢，所以我想先
鼓励。OK, 好，谢谢。我们真的很高兴，这个神是保守我们，在我们软弱的时候给我们力量，这个是林弟兄都是给我们很好的见证。
Brother Lin is a good testimony for the fact that God is our constant help in the time of weakness.
OK, 我们一起做一个祷告。
Let's pray together.
恩主，感谢你。
Gracious God, we thank you.
我们看到你的儿女有大能的见证你。
That we can bring mighty witness for you.
是因为你的恩典，你的慈爱。
It's all your grace that you have bestowed in our life.
让我们在这个时候完全顺靠主。
Come, let us trust you with our whole heart.
因为是你是掌管历史、掌管时空的的神。
Because indeed you are the law of the history and law of our time.
我们唯有跟你连结。
Only when we are connected to you.
我们才有盼望。
Can we have hope?
谢谢主今天给我们这个鼓励。
Father, we thank you for the encouragement we receive from you.
求神洁净这个场所。
Purify this place.
让我们今天的信实完全从天赐下来。
So that this message will be a message from above.
让我们一起来荣耀你。
That we can come to glorify your name.
谢谢主的同在。
Thank you for your presence.
我们祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray all these in Jesus' name.
Amen. 这个在我们因为林弟兄最近才患了骨髓，所以我不敢写 email 给他，请他在本来的安排来这个这里讲信实。
Brother Lin was our speaker today because he was suffering from leukemia. I was afraid to disturb him.
给他一个压力。
I don't want to get him too much stress.
后来我们都决定让神带领。
So we decided to let God whatever happens.
在短短的时间，我也不知道要讲什么题目。
I wasn't sure what I'm going to speak about.
有几样事情对于这个题目全宗接待。
There are several topics about the coming generation.
我想就利用这个时间跟大家分享。
So I want to use this time to share this special message with you.
刚才我们的经文说
，Our scripture that we just read today.
腓立比书二章十三节。
In the Philippians chapter 2.
因为你们立志行事。
For it is God who works in you.
是神在你们心里的运行。
Both to will and to do His good purpose.
为要成就他的美意。
To do His good purpose.
所以传宗接代。
So for the coming generation.
是神的美意。
Is a will of God.
这个旨意是神整体的计划。
This purpose of God is about His whole scheme, the whole plan.
不是关于个人片段所看见的事情。
Not just for individual.
前几天我在 我的driveway 的口种了一个玫瑰树。
Couple days ago, I planted a rose plant in my driveway.
A lot plant. 不，我看见那个树已经种了五十年了。
Oh, the plant had been there for 50 years.
从来我没有看到结果子。
I never see it budded.
这但是前几天我经过，看到很多果子。玫瑰花结果子我从来没有看过。
Can that be that some sort of fruit from the rose tree? Rose.
这个是也是传宗接代。
This is to have a new generation.
Yeah. 这个是天然的神所安排的传宗接代。
To have a new generation is something that comes naturally.
我又想到这几天，又是大选的时间
，especially the coming election。
下礼拜二就是我们全宗接待的时间。
This is something we will affect a lot about the coming generation。
所以我们看人的全宗接待
，we see that we have new generation coming。
跟神的不一样
，it's very different from the way God does it。
那个要竞选总统的。
When we are coming to elect a new president,
都是用欺诈的手段。
Very often people use deception.
Yeah. 所以这两个候选人，我们都不知道要怎么样选。
That's why we are stuck with two candidates. We are not sure what to do.
但是这个是一个总统是只有四年八年的时间。
You know, each president will last either 4 or 8 years.
我们的神是看到整体的神。
But yet our God is one who see the whole thing through.
假如神的允许，我们选了一个总统出来。
If with God's permission that we elect a new president.
我们虽然不看到这个所选出的对我们现在有什么帮助。
Although we are not sure what he would do to our time.
但是在整体的计划中。
But you know, in the overall plan of God,
神是他是掌管宇宙的神。
The whole thing is under His control.
这个好像一个总统，虽然他是做四年、做八年
，A president can last for 4 or 8 years.
但是他可以选这个Supreme Court 这个大法官。
But now he can choose the Supreme Court judges.
这个影响不止四年八年，是影响整个美国的社会几十年了。
But these will affect the society for more than 4 years.
所以我们虽然这个礼拜二选出来一个总统
，So whoever president now would decide to elect，
我们可以在在这一几年我们以为是神怎么样会选出这个人。
We might wonder how could God allow this person to become president.
但是在整体中我们看不到可能看不到神的作为。
We may not see the God's whole plan at this time.
讲到这个美国的大选。
When we think about the election coming.
我们看看这是人的道路不如神的道路。
We realize that God's way is not man's way is not God's way.
神的道是高过我们的道。
His way is higher than our way.
在几十年前，第二次是在世界大战。
Sometime after World War II.
这个第二次世界大战的之前。
That's before sometime before World War II.
美国一个总统是罗斯福总统。
Roosevelt was the president then.
这个罗斯福总统是美国人对他最很敬重的一个总统。
Roosevelt is one of the very respected president in history.
In the American history, yeah. 虽然在中国人来讲
，for us Chinese,
有些人说他是出卖了中国。
People feel that he might betray China
because 因为这个日本的土地跟这个外蒙古 的独立跟外蒙古内蒙古的交给苏人，都是对中国有关系。
Because he allowed some of the Chinese territory like Inner Mongolia to be taken to, by Russian.
所以这个不，我们不讲这个国家的关系。
Right now we don't want to talk about
political things. 罗斯福对美国是真的贡献很大。
But indeed, Roosevelt was a great American president.
他在1930年的时代
，in 1930，
这个美国经济大恐慌的时代
，during the Great Depression，
他的社会的计划
，his social reform，
把这个失业的人能够就业
，he greatly reduced the unemployment at the time。
这个第二次世界大战来的时候
，when World War II came，
这个。政府的就业就把这个经济的环境改过来。
The great employment condition improved the whole society.
这个罗斯福是一个很有口才、很有影响力的人。
Roosevelt was an eloquent, a very influential president.
我们知道在珍珠港，这个大太平洋舰队给日本。差不多全军的覆没的时候
，When Pearl Harbor was attacked by the Japanese，
在短短的时间，太平洋舰队又全重建起来。
President Roosevelt was very able to restore the Pacific Fleet very quickly。
这个是他的对这个美国人民。的影响力很大。
This is one of his great contributions.
我还记得那个时候日本人打这个东南亚这个马来西亚。
I remember back then Japan overrun the whole Southeast Asia.
这个唯一出产塑胶的树，橡胶的树。
The only place where they produce rubber.
就是在马来，全世界就是在马来西亚。
The only place that produced rubber was in Malaysia.
当日本占领了马来西亚
，After they taken control of the area，
全世界的切胎都没有原料来做。
Nobody had rubber to produce the tire.
不讲这个军事上方面用的切胎。
Not to mention all the military need of rubber.
这个罗斯福总统能够鼓励美国。的研究生产在一年中把这个人做的橡胶来供应全人均的需要。
Within one year Roosevelt was able to produce artificial rubber to supply all the needs.
这个是很有能力的总统。
He was an amazing president.
在1942年
1942
这个他在曼哈顿这有一个特别的 project、
oh, he started the Manhattan project
这个就是在哥伦比亚大学的 basement 开始
that was in one of the basement in Columbia
就是原子弹的地窖
that's the plan to build an atomic bomb
顺便讲一讲这个原子弹制造的材料是用这个 uranium 有
you know you need uranium to produce atomic bomb
yeah 这个是我们中国人吴建崇女士
you know there's a Chinese scholar she was involved in.
yeah 这是提炼油
from refining of the oil
一个科学家
he's a refiner
这是哥伦比亚的教授。
She was a professor there.
我们讲这个原因，就是因为罗斯福总统他的计划是要把第二次世界大战的结束。
I mentioned this because of his plan. U.S. was able to conclude or win the World War II.
所以他在1945年
By 1945
他要 做第四任的总统。
When he was going for his fourth term.
这个是有史 以来从来没有这个连任 四次的总统。
No one that was elected president four terms.
他以为这个是、他要看到第二次世界大战的结束。
Because he wanted to see the conclusion of World War II.
在一九四五年，他连选出来 Pence 这个。第四任的总统。
He became the fourth-term president.
那个 vice president， 副总统是杜鲁门。
Truman was the vice president.
他在一召集一月份召集，一直到四月份。
By April of that year.
做了八十多日的副总统。
He was vice president only for about 80 days.
罗斯福总统的去世了。
Roosevelt passed away.
这个重担就交给那个杜鲁门。
Now the burden of the country fall on Truman.
所以人的计划真的是不能够预料，这么伟大的总统他能够连任四次，但是他看不到这个第二次世界大战的结束。
Nobody can foresee this great president who has been for four terms.Cannot come to witness the end of World War II.
所以在一九在六月份
by June of that year,
这个原子弹在这个新墨西哥做第一次的试验。
In New Mexico, they do the first explosion of atomic bomb.
不是罗斯福可以看到。
It's not something that was foreseen by President Roosevelt.
是杜鲁门。的时代
，That is the work of President Truman.
这个八月份原子弹在六月份这个欧洲登陆。
In July, when did it happen in Europe?
是，不是罗斯福所看到
？Also, not something that was foreseen by Roosevelt.
是杜鲁门的。的时代。
This too is the work of President Truman.
这个八月份原子弹炸这个广岛。
By the time atomic bomb was dropped on Japan in August.
这个是杜鲁门的时代。
That was also a decision by President Truman.
九月份日本投降。
By September, Japan already surrendered.
这个罗斯福也不能看见。
Even Roosevelt never foresee that.
所以我们说这个真的人选不如天选。
We know our way is not God's way.
当然这个两个总统这个是很差别很大的总统。
These are two very different presidents.
这个战后杜鲁门要把这个一千多万的退伍军人就业。
Truman's job would be to find employment for all the soldiers coming home.
1,200,000的退伍军人。
10 million people soldiers.
这个在冷战的时候。
During the time of Cold War.
他要做这个很多不一样的决定。
There's so many new decisions for Truman to do.
当这个韩战最热的时候
，and during the time of a Korean War,
这个MacArthur 武生上将要攻占东北
，when the five-star General MacArthur decided to invade the North,
要把中国轰炸炸中国，把那个后运的路切掉。
To cut off all the supply coming from China.
这个杜鲁门总统要把那个将军叫回到美国来。
Truman called back General MacArthur.
这个是也是史无前例。
This is something that was unprecedented.
中国话说。挣钱换税，这个就是一个例。
As an example of changing your general during the battle，
我们不知道 假如真的 MacArthur 在攻占中国，我们今天的话，世界是怎么样
？We wonder what the world will be like if General MacArthur invaded China。
这个就是我们不要说我们眼前所看见的东西，全中结代是刚才说是神他的美意。
All this coming of generation, new generation, is all within God's will.
我们说神是掌管历史时空的神。
God who control in charge of time and history.
我们现在建堂发展教会的过程中。
As we are in the process of building our sanctuary.
真的我们要仰望神。
We want to look up to him.
不要靠着自己短暂的观念。
We don't want to use our short-sighted plan.
所以今天我们就已经讲了人的交棒结棒 的例子。
I gave you a couple of examples how one generation passed on to the next one.
在人的方法。
Using human way.
但是在神的方法，我们很多在圣经里面可以看到的。
We want to see many of the God's way in the Bible.
第一个我讲的是摩西。
First, I want to share with you the example of Moses.
他在王宫生长。
Moses who grew up in the palace of Egypt.
但是他离神要他离开在四十年，他都先谦卑下来。
But for 40 years, God isolated him, humbled him in the desert.
在四十年后，神才呼召他。
After another 40 years, then God called him out again.
要他出来带以色列出埃及。
To ask him to lead the Jews out of Egypt.
经过四十年在旷野，任如任愿。
And then after another 40 years wandering in the wilderness.
到了迦南，
He come to the promised land.
神不准他我们看看下面一个经句，不准他进入迦南。
God did not allow him to enter the land of Canaan.
这前一个。他说：“我确实赐给以色列的地，你可以远远的看，但是不能进去。”
Yet you should see the land before you, though you will not go there.
假如是普通的人
，if just any ordinary person，
带了四十年的功夫
，when you have wandering for 40 years，
你觉得会觉得怎么样
？What would you respond？
是不是还会埋怨神
？Would you be full of complaint？
但是这个摩西他一点埋怨都没有。
But we did not see any complaint coming from Moses.
反要嘱咐以色列十二的支派。
Here we see Moses.
我们看第二个下面的以色列啊，你是有福的，像你像蒙耶和华拯救的百姓，你他是你的盾牌，帮助你是你威荣的刀剑。是你仇敌必投降你，你必打在他的高处。这个是摩西对以色列人的祝福。
This is Moses' blessing to the Israelites.
不是一个埋怨。
Not a complaint.
神对交棒的人。
For people who are receiving the
baton 这个神的仆人，他一点埋怨没有，完全顺服。
The guy who is giving away the baton is completely obedient to God.
但是结棒的人，
The one who received the baton,
神是大大的祝福，大大的供应。
God gave greatly bless him and surprise him.
这个另外一个，这个是约书亚，约书亚 神是大大的供应，大大的祝福。
Here we see Joshua, where God abundantly supply him.
凡你讲所答的事例，我都要照我应许摩西的话赐给你。
Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I will give it to you, as I said to Moses.
所以我们看到这个神所应许的教棒结棒，他的我们不是人的观念，是一个神的旨意。
Here we see how God arranged the passing of baton, to do his way.
另外一个例子。
And then there is another example.
这个大卫。
The story of David.
他是神这个最机心的人。
He's someone who are God's heart.
他最晚年时候要建殿，为神建殿。
During his old age, he decided he wanted to build a temple for the Lord.
神不允许他建。
But God did not allow him.
这个他是不是埋怨神呢？
Did David complain?
不是。
No.
他是大大的准，完全的顺服。
He was completely submissive to God.
而且要准备所有的材料。
Furthermore, he prepared all the needed material.
交给他接棒的人。
To give it to the guy, the person who will receive the baton.
能够来建立这个殿。
So together, so he can build the temple.
我们在圣经里面最显明的一个例就是以利亚跟以利沙。
The most familiar scripture is probably Elijah and Elisha.
我们都知道以利亚在新约圣经中这个是最出名的先知之一。
Elijah is probably one of the most well-known prophets in the Old Testament.
Even in New Testament.
Even in
在耶稣时代。
Even in the time of Jesus.
耶稣常常用以利亚做比喻。
Jesus often referred to Elijah.
连这个耶稣在加密山上变相的时候。
In the Mount of Transfiguration,
这个出现的是由以利亚跟耶稣出现。跟摩西。
Elijah and Moses appear with Jesus.
Yeah, 这个以利亚的出生是由这个乌鸦跟这个寡妇喂养的。
You remember the story of the crow and the widow who fed him?
Yeah, 这个。他是一个非常顺服神的顺服跟依靠神的先知。
He is a prophet who completely submit and obey God.
他在记载他的神迹很多。
There are so many records of the miracle performed by him.
比如说这个寡妇没有面粉。
You remember the starving widow where they have nothing more to eat.
他的罐子他都可以把那个面粉从来用不完。
From a jar, the jar was able to supply them all their needs, all the flour.
那个寡妇的儿子死了。
When the widow's son died,
他可以把他医治复生。
Elijah bring him back to life.
在这个加密山来见证神。
Also in the mouth of
加密。
Yeah, in the mountain where there is a confrontation.
这个450个巴利的祭司。
Where he confronts 450 prophet of Baal.
这个是拜偶像的祭司。
These are idol worshippers.
这个以利亚也献了这个燔祭。
Elijah offered his sacrifice to God.
450个巴利的先知求神求他们的巴利一天没有一个来吃那个燔祭。
For the whole day, the prophet of Baal prayed to Baal to receive the sacrifice.
没有成功。
But nothing happened.
但是这个当到这个以利亚要献燔祭的时候
，But when Elijah pray，
这个火就从耶和华就放火来把那个燔祭烧起来。
God Jehovah sent out fire from heaven to consume it。
这个以利亚对于以色列的贡献，就是要把这个拜偶像的习惯来除掉。
One of the great contribution of Elijah is he got rid of all the idol in the land for the Israelites.
重恢复敬畏耶和华的圣殿。
Restore the worship of Lord Jehovah.
当时那个皇帝是阿哈，跟他的王后是耶洗别。
Back then, Queen Isabel was in charge.
这个是最堕落的时候，拜偶像的时候。
This is one of the most corrupted times in Israel's history.
当这个阿哈要把那个拿伯的葡萄园要抢过来的时候。
So you remember King Ahab took the grapevine of the
拿伯。
Nabal.
Nabal. 这个以利亚指责他。
The prophet Elijah confronted the king.
说讲你假如这样子不悔改的话，你的儿女你的家族完全消灭，被狗吃。
Also, prophet Elijah confronted him, unless you change, God will destroy you, your family, and you will be consumed or eaten by all the dogs.
这个因为这个警告，阿哈真的从心里面悔改。
King Ahab was willing to repent from his heart.
这个是以利亚最大的贡献。
This is one of the great deeds of Prophet Elijah.
这个把以色列从拜偶像，从这个堕落的皇帝，他们真的会悔改。
To bring back a fallen nation and a fallen king.
怎么？这样子的以利亚，神就把他接手。
How can then God just take him away so suddenly later on?
把这个重任交给以利亚。
And give the new mission to Elisha.
在他要传给以利亚以前
，Before he give the mission to Elisha，
这个。神交给以利亚两个任务。
God gave Elisha two responsibilities。
这里说，耶和华对他说：“你回去，从旷野往大马士去，到了哪里要告哈撒说阿兰王。”
There, God said, "Go return to your on your way through wilderness of Damascus, and when you arrive, anoint Hazael, the king of Syria."
又告林氏的孙林耶户做以利士王。
Also anoint Jehu a king of Israel.
那个时代阿兰王就是外邦人了。
The king of
就是现在的叙利亚，就是亚述。
Those are the nation of Syria.
Yeah. 这两个教徒。
These two tribes，
那个吩咐这个
these two
交托给他
responsibility that God gave him，
这个以利亚没有完成
，Elisha failed to complete them。
神要兴起以利沙来完成这个事情。
God raised up Elisha to complete this mission。
虽然这个新约里面以利亚出现很多，但是以利亚很少提出来。
Although we heard about Elisha all the time in the New Testament, we do not hear about Elisha.
我们看这个圣经里面以利沙所做的神迹，比以利亚多的很多。
We are also much more familiar with the miracle performed by Elisha.
这个以利亚有不断供应的面粉。
Elisha, we talk about the jar that never run out.
以利沙有不断的油，可以不用不完。
There's oil that keep coming out.
以利亚把那个寡妇的儿子从死里复生。
Elisha bring back to life the dead son of the widow.
以利沙也把那个寡妇的儿子重生复生。
So Elisha also did the same thing.
他还有很多例子，这个水毒的水变成无毒。
Also, God using the, you know, the story of purify the poison of water.
这个斧头这么重的斧头，它可以浮起来。
It's a miracle of the metal axe that float in the water.
当这个胶棒从以利亚交给以利沙的时候
，With the passing of the baton in this case,
以利亚说：“求感动以利亚的灵来感动他。”
Elisha, pray that the spirit that moved Elisha be given to me.
以利亚说这个事情我不知道能不能做到。
Elisha said, "This is not something I can decide for you."
但是假如你看到我升天的时候
，But I, as you see me taken up to the heaven,
这个可能会成功。
Your wish might be granted.
所以他以利亚在神风升天的时候
，So as Elisha was taken up by into heaven,
他把外衣脱掉
，He cast off his outer coat,
丢下来。
Tossed to Elisha.
以利沙把它捡起。
Elisha was able to pick it up.
放在了河的里面。
Put it into a creek or river.
这个水就分开。
And the part, the water parted for him to pass.
所以人说感动以利亚的灵，感动以利沙。
And then people say the spirit that moved Elisha now is on Elisha now.
这个神为什么要把以利亚交棒给以利沙呢
？Why do we have to give the responsible Elisha to give to Elisha？
我们当然圣经里面没有讲这个事情。
Bible was not very clear。
但是我们就是刚才我们说的。
But from what we have studied，
神有他的大计划。
God has His own plan。
他用不同的人来做不同的事。
God used different persons for different times。
这个以利亚是很顺服忠心的仆人。
Elisha, this great and faithful servant of God,
他把以色列从拜偶像的环境中挽救出来。
He restored Israelites from a national worship idol.
但是以利沙是一个很有同情心。
But now Elisha, who have a lot of sympathy,
有感动的能力。
Someone who can move other people，
有使命感的一个先知。
Someone who has a mission，
他把这个外邦的人带到耶和华面前。
God used him to bring the Gentile to himself。
你还记不记得这个他那个阿兰的将军这个麻风？
You know the general that got
阿兰的将军有麻风，这个以利沙把他医好。
The general that was suffering from leprosy that was healed by Elisha。
这个是第一个从外邦人来信神的一个例子。
This is one of the first recorded event of a Gentile coming to the God of Israel。
他也把这个阿兰就是叙利亚的王边亚达。
He also restored the king of Syria。
这个是外邦人相信耶和华。
Another Gentile king that become a believer of God。
这两个人
，All these people
都有不同本级。
God gave them
品级那个。
They all both of them possess different character.
神用以利亚来挽救以色列人。
God used Elisha to restore Israelites.
神用以利沙来把外邦人来带到神面前。
God used Elisha to bring the Gentile to himself.
最后我想用一个新约的人物。
Finally, I want to use another example from the New Testament.
这个是彼得跟保罗。
This is Peter and Paul.
你大家都还记得彼得是耶稣非常看重的一个门徒。
You all know Peter, someone who is very much used by God, by Jesus.
他说这个我们要报教会经过彼得来建造在他的磐石上。
Jesus told him, "On this rock, I will build my church."
就是要彼得要喂养他的弟兄。
He told Peter to feed my sheep.
当彼得建立了耶路撒冷的教会
，When Peter built the church of Jerusalem，
开始要宣教的时候
，Start the Great Commission。
这是一个例，就是哥尼流这个外邦人要信主。
That's when the Gentile this Gentile coming to believe in God。
这个宣教的施工就突然之在圣经里，我们使徒行传说，就突然之交给那个保罗。
Oh, suddenly now the work of mission is shipped to the hand of Paul。
我们不知道这个教棒是神怎么样的作为。
We don't know how God planned this passing of baton。
但是有再一次的显明。
But here we see another example。
这个在教棒的人彼得。
The Peter who is giving away the baton。
他不会埋怨。
There is no complaint.
他是跟保罗开路。
He opened up the door for Paul.
在耶路撒冷，这个反对保罗的，他来和好。
He reconciled those who are against Paul.
就再一次就表现神的仆人。
He again revealed the character of God.
他交棒的时候是顺服，而且是这个要看顾。他受棒的人。
In the process of giving us passing the baton, he prepared the guy who is receiving it.
所以这个就是我们今天的信息。
This is the message I share with you.
我们承宗接代是成就神的旨意。
To continue to the next generation is the will of God.
在我们建堂发展教会的时间。
As we continue prepare to build our church,
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
我们最近有选了几位执事。
We have elected six new deacons.
愿神丰丰富富的供应。
I pray that God will abundantly supply them.
我们推任的人。
For those who are maybe retreating.
我们要真身的辅佐。
We want to continue to support.
顺服跟从。
We want to submit and follow God's will.
能够在接棒的人能够回应神的呼召。
So that those who have received the baton can fulfill God's mission for them.
执行神的旨意。
To do God's will.
彼此互相效力。
So together we can help each other.
建立一个结果子。大能的教会
，so that we can bear a build of a church that will bear the fruit of God。
这个是我们今天的信息。
This is my message today。
谢谢神。